Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends, and happy first day of fall. So exciting. Oh, the Treasure Coast in fall happens to be one of my favorite times, and there are really just so many exciting events as well as opportunities to really immerse yourself in the community before the onset of all of our extended guests coming back down to stay from the holidays through the end of winter. And so I love bringing some of my community partners to highlight their fall events. It just is so rewarding and brings such joy. And I can't wait for you all to meet the guest in the studio today. Prior to introducing you to her, I do want to give a quick shout out to our friends over at Foxy Nails with two locations, one in Vero over by the Hallmark and the Fresh Market Plaza, the second off of Seaway Drive there in South Hutchinson, Fort Pierce. True nail artists. If you have a design, like let's say an inspiration from the dress of our guests in the studio today, and you want cupcakes on your fingers for an upcoming event, right? Just nail art. They will hand create this for you. It will last for weeks and you will love the price. I see parents bringing little kids in and these cute little Disney chairs. I see girls celebrating bridal parties, baby showers. I mean, you name it. Pampering can be done inside Foxy Nails. They always have gift cards available and their family really loves to give back to our community. They also opened the new Viet Bowl there off of Seaway. You can get some beautiful to-go Vietnamese, take it to the beach or bring it home and pretend you cooked it yourself. You name it. The Foxy family has done it. So thank you so much to Foxy Nails. Now here in the studio is Angel Peach. She is the executive director of Little Birthday Angels that is on a mission to celebrate every child who is registered as homeless throughout the three county area and make them feel special and as loved as they are on their birthdays. And that is a big undertaking because we are now talking upwards of 4,000 kids registered as such. Angel, darling, you, my love, have so many incredible volunteers to collaborate with, yet the mission is mounting, yeah?
Yes. More than most people can understand.
Yeah.
We don't see the homeless kids on the streets.
Right. No, but they, you know, their parents are able to make those check marks on the forms, and that is how you are sourced that information.
Yes.
And so it's done in a couple different ways to be able to celebrate these children, and I think that we should start there, and then we'll highlight all the exciting things that you have going on and how our listeners can give back. So the children that are, in fact, living in shelters or group scenarios, you're able to do something collaborative with them and your volunteer base once a month.
Yes. At Hope for Families, we just started back hosting our birthday parties there. Last week, we had four birthdays and 30 kids.
Wow.
It was amazing. So much fun. But to see these kids and their faces, a lot of them have never had their own birthday parties. Nothing like that.
And when like you bring activities, right? I mean, there's games, there's face painting, there's balloons. I mean, like it's all out and all of them get to share in this joy and this experience. And so the Hope for Families is just an example of one of the shelters. But you're allowed to do that monthly at these various locations from Indian River to Martin.
We provide all the things for the birthday parties, like hibiscus, hope. We actually get to host the party. But Samaritan Center, we give all the gifts, the goodie bags, the cupcakes, and they have their party.
Got you. Okay, so each one's a little bit different. Now, the children that aren't in those scenarios, perhaps they are living off of other people's couches or in their vehicles or in a tent, really.
Yes.
You're able to do something custom and special for them.
We call that our Birthday Bags of Hope program, and we connect with the schools in St. Lucie and Indian River County, And now we deliver to 45 schools between the two counties. And we deliver what we said as a birthday bag of hope has new outfit, new sneakers, toiletries, school supplies, things from a fun birthday wish list, a lap desk, and so they not only things that are fun for their birthday, but
very useful things they need based on that scenario that they're in. And the bag is really nondescript, but it's something that they can reuse and reuse, which is great, especially when you are living nomadically as such,
yes,
to be able to have this and have it be their own.
Right. And to be able to carry their things in.
Yeah.
So many of them travel around with just a garbage bag.
Now, the average cost to construct just that bag alone is upwards of $200+, right?
Yes.
And so you've put in place a couple of really fun events, but also a monthly give back program that allows individuals to be able to make an impact and honestly not even really feel it coming out of your monthly budget.
And some of those are just $10 up to some almost $500 give monthly. So that's really easy to do on our website page. There's a donate button and you can choose to give monthly, quarterly, annually. And those are our birthday heroes.
Yeah, I was going to say, come on now, what's the title? Because I love being a hero.
Yes.
Everyone wants to be a hero.
That's right. And our business partners are our superheroes.
I was going to say, because I'm pretty sure we're superhero. I remember being a superhero, yep. White glove moving in storage. That's right. You know, it's hard as an organization to find causes that, I mean, you want to support all of them.
Of course.
And we have many thousands of them. However, I had already had a connection with Little Birthday Angels through our chambers and different things. But then when you reached out to the real estate community and started the battle of the Realtors annual bowl-a-thon event, it really helped for me to be able to sink my teeth into the ongoing collaboration with Little Birthday Angels. And so that event is fast approaching. We're just a few weeks out, and various teams. We're going to have a total of 32 teams.
Yes.
And so one team per lane at the beautiful Vero Bowl. They get the opportunity to fundraise in advance of the event.
Yes.
And then we get to participate in a bunch of shenanigans and bowl on the day of. And hopefully in the end, we're making a big dent into the annual operating costs so that all of these children can really feel celebrated in their circumstances, maybe not feel those circumstances at all in that moment of time, which is super important, right? And I actually just recently made a post, and we'll be sharing that on our Facebook and on our website when we have this radio show up and live for our listeners. But the goal is that if, let's just say, so many of us love our birthday, right? We celebrate the day of, maybe the week of, some
the
of us,
of.
The month of, right? We host, Angel often comes to the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network, and you have ladies saying, it's my birthday month. And like, people love their birthdays, and we should. It's a day to celebrate. And so I think that's awesome. Yet what's even more awesome is to know that if you were to run into me on my birthday and you would say, Anna, I would love to buy you your next glass of wine. If you would spend that $5 on me on that wine, would you give $5 to this effort so that the mission can continue as the need is mounting? And so that's the challenge that we're putting out there. But you're having that done times or 31 plus more times, right?
Yes. Like,
so we're all hoping to make a big dent, which is going to be really cool. But let's talk about the Battle of the Realtors experience as a whole, because there is still an opportunity maybe for a team.
We have one spot left.
I thought so. Ooh. Teams are just four players. And you are not happening to be a real estate brokerage to participate like White Glove Moving and Storage. We cater to the real estate community as a whole.
Yes.
So that allows us, if we want to form a team, which we do, and we are there to defend our top three placement.
Yes.
since we have been doing since conception. I love my boys. My boys are great movers and great bowlers. This is a thing.
They come with their own bowling balls.
They're serious. They are serious.
I can't believe it's our fifth annual.
Oh, how is this possible? The time flies.
And since our very first event, we've raised a total of over $125,000.
That's incredible.
And that really has made a huge impact on our numbers that we can serve every year.
And one of my favorite concepts about the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, how to give back, there's no better win-win scenario than you going out, having fun, and knowing that it's all for a great cause. And it's really, in the end, very cost-effective. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't fundraise preemptively, just getting the team and committing your time and the energy will help the bottom line, all in all. But there's sponsorship opportunities still, too. And there's more than 2 weeks out from the event. So we highly encourage you, if you do at all cater to the realtors, the real estate community as a whole, get involved, because sponsorships can start as low as
$250.
See?
Very cost effective. And we still have one sponsorship left for $3,000, which is our food and beverage sponsor.
Okay, terrific. And then the teams all get dressed up in whatever theme they want, and the goal is to win the Spirit Award.
Yes. This year we are most creative and most enthusiasm.
Yes.
Most team spirit.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
And we have quite a panel of judges, one from Evergreen Media. Judy Davis from 32963 will be there. And Diana from
Indian River State College.
Yes. Bob Seuss.
Ooh.
Yep. So we are very excited.
Oh, this is perfect. It's really going to be a fun night. It's going to be October 12th at the Vero Bowl. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping that if you're listening and you say, gosh, I have $5 to give, we would love for you to contribute to the White Glove Moving and Storage team, or really any of the other teams that are out there, which you'll be able to see all of them probably displayed on the Little Birthday Angels website.
Yes.
But also, again, at treasurecoastinsider.us. And not only that, you'll be able to live link to our sponsors as well as check out past shows. And that's really, really cool. But all of this bag stuffing, all of this party formulation, it happens in a space, and you all are in a new space within the Indian River Mall.
And we are so excited.
Yes, because the first space was a little tight.
Very tight, and didn't have AC for a number of years. So we are super excited. We're right next to Dillard's.
Awesome.
And it's been a wonderful space. And where we, Home Depot is going to be coming in and doing some renovations for us. So as soon as that's done, we hope to have our grand opening ribbon cutting ceremonies with the Indian River Chamber in November.
Wow. This is going to be great. It's like and if you've never been in, which I have, it's an incredible little assembly line workshop. It's like Santa's workshop year round. Yeah. And it's amazing because they have all the toys segmented based on ages and stuff. And of course, one of the things that you and your volunteers do so well is the community outreach side of it. And I think that you've really nailed the concept that people sometimes feel overwhelmed. But if you were to ask and put it in an easy to do setup, like, let's say for the month of October, teen books. So if you were to ask for just this one particular item at a variety of different venues, it's easier for someone to wrap their brain around, oh, I could give some books, or I happen to have a bunch of books at my disposal, or whatever that scenario might be. I'm a former teacher. I have all of these books, whatever that might be, to say, I love that I'm going to pay it forward and that this is their specific ask for the month. And that is year round. Each month you do something different, right?
Yes.
How many locations are you in?
Well, we have for drop-offs, mm-hmm. Postal Connections. We have a bin there, so all of our collections now for there. And we just now had delivered this past week a donation bin, which will be right outside of Dillard's when we're not open. ABS Insurance. Let's see. Crown Remax.
Oh, we love it.
They always have a basket here in Vero and Sebastian.
And most of the civic groups, too, like your Legions, your Moose Lodges. So is that almost exclusively in Indian River County, or do you do the collection throughout?
For right now, it's mostly in Indian River County. We do a Better Solutions Insurance in Port St. Lucie. They're a drop-off location.
They have
too.
Multiple locations throughout the Treasure Coast, so that does make it easy. Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. And so again, you know, sometimes nonprofits feel like I'm always asking for something, but if you're asking for something very specific, I always love March, water bottles. I'm like, I can wrap my head around just boxes of water bottles. I can do that. And so to me, that's just an easy give, and it's at a different time of the year where I'm not stretched as thin as where it might be towards the holidays or what have you. And so I just love that you make it easy and digestible. And so for folks that say, I can't give monthly, or I can't do a big event, I want to, but I can't, knowing that there's this monthly something tangible option is a really rewarding offer, because more times than not, people want to give back. And as I said, people love birthdays. They love their birthday and they want to help these kiddos celebrate theirs. But there's always a need for teen things, right?
Yes. The majority of our gifts we have on hand are for little guys. The teenagers, they're not as maybe as fun to shop for, I guess. I don't know. But they're just as important. They really like gift cards. The house parents, like at Hibiscus, they'll take the kids shopping, which they love to do, to be able to pick out and try on their own clothes,
right,
which is really nice.
Yeah.
But every month, we, like you said, we do a different drive, and that's on the website. And it's already pre-listed for the whole year. So a business or a person can just say, oh, we're going to pick this month. This is what we'll give. And all those items are essential items, like the water bottles, the blankets, and things like that.
Yeah. And then we are going to close for a quick break. But when we get back, I do want to highlight the need for more volunteers and those talents within the community, because there's just a lot going on. And again, to make these birthday parties extra special, we love bakers and other and other talented folks. So you're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back. Special shout out to Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. They are a proud sponsor, an ongoing sponsor of Battle of the Realtors. It's always a free consultation, multiple offices throughout the Treasure Coast. They are committed to this community, and they'd love to help you find your dream home. So there's more in store. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Some assisted living facilities just feel like home. At Spring Hills Assisted Living Facility, residents love the clean, comfortable feel, the cozy, friendly atmosphere, and the individualized care. It just feels right. And at Spring Hills Assisted Living Facility, residents are served by a staff who provides compassion, lots of one-on-one time, and care that's focused on their specific needs. It just feels like home. Spring Hills Assisted Living Facility, off State Road 60 in Vero Beach. Online at springhillsalf.com.
If you dream of creating a home with furniture where you make life one long weekend, visit Sunshine Furniture now and save 50% on all Tommy Bahama and Lexington during the Fall Savings event. bedroom, living and dining room, home office, media, and occasional furniture that is inviting and comfortable, Tommy Bahama and Lexington offer everything you need to furnish your Florida home. We're also having a huge half-price fall sale on lots of other coastal furniture by Universal, Hooker, Riverside, Seawinds, and Capri, including big sales on patio furniture by Berlin Gardens, Lloyd Flanders, Telescope, Kingsley Bate, and Windward. All pictures, lamps, and accessories are half-price, and in-stock rugs are on sale, too. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach, next to Planet Fitness. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com and be sure to shop our outlet store directly across the street.
Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Have a sunshine day. Sunshine.
Hi, Leah Waldos, and guess what? We're open! Yes, all the renovations are complete, and Waldos is back to its normal schedule. So come on by, check out the new dining room. It is amazing. Brought to you by Unicorn Epoxy. So come check us out, come have your cocktail, your voodoo bucket, and don't forget to ask about your Waldos Loves the Local card. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Come on down. We're back. Thanks.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Welcome back, friends. Happy autumn. Anna Valencia Tillery here, your happy hostess with the mostess. Love giving back to the community and being able to host this program. Love that True Colors is my salon of choice. Off of Old Dixie, headquartered in Indian River County. It's the largest salon in the Treasure Coast. They have stylists for every budget, every hair type. They do nails, they do skin, they do massage. They have monthly specials that are sure to intrigue some of the best massage therapists around. And I just love them, and I know you will too, with a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So if for some reason you don't love it, they'll bring you back, tweak it, change it, especially when you transform yourself in the look that you have in a new season. That's really nice to know that you can have that peace of mind. And while you're processing, you can browse because they have cute little boutique in there too, with a variety of products and such. And then a special shout out to treasurecoast.com. Online platform, 80,000 unique views each and every month, but they have a calendar that is so user-friendly. And when you have friends and family coming in and you want to wow them or you want to pick a fun event that will also benefit a charity, this is a great resource. And just like Little Birthday Angels here in the studio with us today, they can post about their Battle of the Realtors coming up for October 12th. They can highlight the grand opening inside the Indian River Mall once they set that date come mid-November. It's an incredible resource, not to mention updates on beach closures, road closures, you name it, treasurecoast.com. We love having you as part of the program. So in the studio, Angel Peach, she is the executive director of Little Birthday Angels. How long have you been on this mission, my darling?
In August was 9 years.
And you have your mom. She is an incredible asset to the organization and a talented balloon artist.
Yes.
So like when you come to Battle of the Realtors, there's like giant bowling balls and bowling pins made out of balloons. In fact, she dressed up as one year. Yes. All balloon.
She was a birthday cake, remember?
Oh, my gosh, balloons. She's so cute. She's so cute. So it just goes to show that there's a lot of talent, which, of course, you can hire Loretta for any of your birthday balloon-making needs, any special occasion, really. But you do need volunteers that have these types of talents, especially if they feel like, I just can't give money, but I can give time and I can give talent. So what are some of the things that you're looking for the Little Birthday Angels? We have about a minute left.
Well, with volunteers, we always need packers and wrappers at our birthday workshop. I mean, there's not much more fun than coming in around our big table and wrapping. Last year, we wrapped over 25,000 birthday gifts.
Wowzer! Wow!
So we always need wrapping paper.
And scotch tape.
And scotch tape. We go through a lot. And then we have deliverers that deliver to 45 schools, 6 shelters. So, yes, there's lots of room for volunteers at our parties, too.
Little Birthday Angels, a mission of celebrating every child. Until next week, cheers.